Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX. I thought I told you it goes around, comes around. A little karma music from JT at 6:13. Tom and Laura in the morning. Oh, I feel so good. Hopefully you feel good too. I know it's only Thursday. But so many of us take Friday off. I'll be here tomorrow morning with an 80s, 90s weekend. But so many of us, like, just today is it, man. You're going into a long holiday weekend because when the 4th of July is on Saturday, sometimes, you know, your company, your workplace lets you take Friday off or lets you take Monday off. The federal holiday is tomorrow. So most workplaces follow what the government says, most, but some give you the option and some have to have the option. So half of the staff works Friday and half works Monday. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's all good. Hopefully you are getting a long holiday weekend. Wear your mask. Be safe. There's so much to be happy about. All right, we have to put a stupid mask on, but it's for safety and it's for the health of all of us. And so we don't spike this coronavirus thing that I'm so freaking tired of. I know we all are, but let's stay safe. Congratulations to Knoebels. They opened yesterday, Central Pennsylvania's favorite spot. And I still say this to everyone I know, that it's northeastern, you know, part of the country, perhaps the entire East Coast, maybe even the whole United States. It's the best kept secret. Okay, you can have your Disney, you can have your big, giant, universal theme parks and all that. I will take Knoebels any day of the week. I didn't even know Knoebels existed until I moved to Central PA. That was many, many years ago. Since then, their marketing and their popularity has grown all over the eastern part of the country. People travel for hundreds of miles, sometimes across the country and from other countries, to visit it, and it's right here in Central PA. So congratulations, Knoebels is finally open. They opened yesterday, July 1. They want you to wear your mask, put your mask on, and take the kids and have fun. All right, let's have a fun weekend. Let's wear the masks. I know what you're thinking. You don't want to. Well, too bad, you have to. Again, it's for safety and health. And for you ignorant, stupid people on social media that say, I ain't wearing no mask. Look, some of you are my friends and you disappoint me. I'm not wearing any mask. I haven't worn a mask yet. Well, you know what? You're being stupid and ignorant. And I'm sorry if you're insulted right now and you're going to light me up on social media. I don't care. I tried to help a guy outside the sheets the other day because he didn't have a mask and he wanted a hot dog. Well, I was going to go buy him the hot dog until he got belligerent. Then I said, you know what? Screw you and your hot dog. You know, I mean, I was like, forget it. You know, I'm trying to put the mask on, get a mask, carry one in your pocket, put it on before you're going into a place that says you must be wearing a mask. And if it says you must be wearing a mask, and believe me, you should, because the governor even said it yesterday. And I know some of you people hate the governor. You're calling him all kinds of nasty names. He's doing it. He's trying to do a job. It ain't an easy job. I love you people that stick up for the president but hate the governor. Yeah. The divided states of America. Congratulations. Anyway, just put your mask on. Will you please? Like yesterday in Little Rock, Arkansas, they had a call on the police and the state police because a gang fight broke out in a restaurant over not wearing a mask and social distancing at the restaurant. Now, it started with two ladies screaming at each other. And then pretty soon their boyfriends jumped in or whatever. Now, pretty soon, listen to this. The entire restaurant was involved in a gang fight. Why? Because one idiot didn't want to wear a mask or social distance. Guys, we'll get through this together. Just do it for now. Suck it up. I know what you're saying. It's my right as an American not to wear a mask. Yeah, well, it's your right as an American to protect your house, too. Would you like somebody knocking on your front door and just walking in and spreading disease all over the place? No, you wouldn't. Well, consider the other people who want you to wear the mask, all right? Whether it's the small little retail store in your town, the supermarket in your town, Knoebels even. If they say wear a mask, wear a mask. And forget about the nastiness on social media, please. Thank you. Let's all have a good, safe, happy, long holiday weekend. That's my wish. But what do I know? I'm just Tom Morgan thinking out loud. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. No late night TV this week because they're off. So we have gotten classic vintage late night TV for 4th of July with the master, the late great Johnny Carson.
I see you all started celebrating the 4th by drinking a 5th. Is this the crowd tonight?
I like the way you talk.
They keep me entertained. They keep me awake.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
94KX, getting you ready for an 80s, 90s weekend that starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon with Mark Stevens. Bam! The Stroke, Billy Squire from early in my radio career. Back when radio was so conservative, people were like, should we really be playing that song? Well, isn't that the devil's work? Isn't that just special? Anyway, we played it. We loved it. It was the hottest hit of the summer. What, 80? 1980? Or am I off by a year? Whatever. I didn't Google it. It is Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Mark has got it all. He might even do the AccuWeather himself. Rob the Sports Center on vacation this week for the holiday. Taking an early holiday. I'll be taking a late holiday next week. At any rate, both of us have extended our holidays. Anyway, news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. We have a new sponsor. Where's that memo from upper management again? We here at Sunbury Broadcasting has kind of suffered through this pandemic like everyone. So revenue's down. And we welcome brand new sponsors whenever we can, no matter how silly they are. And what am I supposed to read this? This holiday weekend, we're sure we'll all be tipping back a few brews at home at our backyard barbecues. If you like full taste, let us bring you a new brand.
This 4th of July weekend, pick up a six-pack of Devil's Tail Ale.
Ooh,
with the
wow.
Rich red amber glow you'll swear was made with a flick of the Devil's Tail.
Hey, now.
But if a paler ale is more your taste, try Wussy Man Light.
Yeah, there you go.
Still not pale enough?
No.
Then pop a top on Weak Link Wheat.
Ooh.
Still too much taste? Try Unicorn Sprinkle with just a hint of color. And if that's too much, get a glass of water, wimp.
Yeah, there you go.
Devil's Tail Ale. Drink responsibly.
Wow. Okay, then. 94KX, Tom and Laura. Yeah, I love it too, but I don't know about that I don't care attitude. Be careful this weekend. It's a long holiday weekend, and sometimes we just go a little bit overboard, all right? Don't blow up your backyard, whatever you do. Don't blow up anything if you're in close quarters, all right? And if your neighbors, kind of say to you, hey, could you keep it down a little bit? My dog's getting scared. Kind of protect that. I was reading something the other day that said we don't just have to worry about dogs. You know, we do love our dogs here in Central PA, and we do talk about them a lot. But here's something to think about. Some post-traumatic war veterans, they don't like the sounds of big booms either. So know your neighbors, okay? Not just your neighbors with the dogs that go hide behind the couch or whatever or shake all weekend long, but maybe you have that neighbor that's just got back from Afghanistan or even sometimes it goes deeper, Vietnam War vets, whatever. If they don't like all the rapid fire firecrackers and the big booms, then maybe just lay back and enjoy a safe weekend. We used to say, let it up to the public fireworks displays. But, this year there's a lot of concern because they've been canceled. Not even postponed, just canceled. So everybody's taken upon themselves to go to those tents and those places that sell fireworks we don't even know are safe, and we buy them. And then you mix that with your alcohol, okay? Well, hey, it's 4th of July. Let's celebrate the nation's birthday by getting bombed. Okay, I don't know where the reasoning is there, but when you put them both together, it's very dangerous. You don't want to be this guy.
Celebrate the 4th of July in the emergency room of your local hospital.
Yeah.
First, buy a bunch of fireworks. Next, have way too much to drink.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget to let everyone know you know what you're doing.
Stand back. I got this.
Mm-hmm. And finally, light the fuse and hold the firecracker in your hand just a little too long.
Yeah.
It's your own special way of teaching your kids moderation.
Yeah.
So have a great 4th of July and have fun in the ER next to the guy who bragged he'd never wear a mask. You guys will be two peas in a pod.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. They actually weren't stuck together, Ariana Grande and Biebs. They recorded that separately in what they're calling COVID quarantine music. Stuck with you for all of us who are stuck together. News coming up next with Mark. He's got the news, he's got the sports, and rumor has it he's kicking Steve out, so he'll do the weather too. He's got it all. Tom and Laura, Tom here, Laura there. Laura, you are there.
Good morning.
There she is.
Oh, and a cat.
Oh, okay.
Tyrone.
So we take
anything
the...
to say.
Yes.
So what's your beef this morning?
Yeah, what's
it's almost a holiday weekend, Tyrone.
Time for Tyrone to do some thinking out loud.
I mean, he can if he wants to.
Yeah, what the heck? We're open to all kinds of activity on this show. Instead of Tom and Laura, it's Tom, Laura, and Tyrone in the morning.
Yes, Murphy the Morning Show Dog is out taking his morning constitutional.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Good luck with that, boat. How are you today? Knoebels opened yesterday. We're excited. The Sealands Grove Pool opens tomorrow. Everybody be safe, but it's a 4th of July weekend, and there's two big events right there.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure that you double check all of the rules and parameters. They change daily before you go anywhere. But that's super duper summer fun right in our backyard, so we don't have to travel far.
That's right. I'm very excited about it. There is so much going on, and when you mention things changing every day, I heard this story today, and the name just cracked me up. We have a lot of name changes going on in the world because when we checked into history, it was like, wait, what? That was named after what? Oh, my. So there's a bar in England that was named after a famous British slave trader. So they were like, no, we got to change the name. So they decided, I know it's upset.
MacGyver's upset about this.
Okay, MacGyver. Now listen, you could still go to this
just
pub.
Listen.
You could still go to the pub.
You can still go to the bar. It'll be okay.
But they changed the name to Old Pubby McDrunk Face.
Stop it.
Really?
That's awesome.
It was actually named after Edward Colston, a Bristol slave trader whose ships transported tens of thousands of slaves from Africa. Mm. But after anti-racism demonstrators toppled his statue in the city, the pub has temporarily changed its name to Ye Old Pubby McDrunk Face, which perhaps better represents its patrons, I guess. The pub has said, of course, this is only a temporary name awaiting better suggestions.
I bet you it will stick.
I bet you it'll stick, she says. They did it. Those British people have such a great sense of humor.
They really do. Waiting for Murphy agrees.
There you go.
Waiting for a better name. I think Pubby McDrunkface is fantastic.
I would travel to England just to hang there. How about you,
Tom? Road trip.
Flight
trip.
Road trip.
Let's do
to
it.
Pubby McDrunkface. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is somebody that I used to know. Actually, I still know her. I forget what she looks like. Anybody? We got a picture of Laura around somewhere?
I don't want any pictures floating around currently. I haven't had my hairs did.
Oh, you didn't do your hairs?
No. I don't have an appointment until like the end of the month. I have to wait another 25 days.
One word, ball cap.
Ponytail.
Oh, ponytail, that'll work too. We did a little texting yesterday, my brother and sister and I, because it all started when my little brother sent a picture of himself with his first haircut since March.
Ooh.
And the caption was, finally. So, you know, my sister was like, looking good, Bri. And I was like, hey, looking good. And then he hits back with, my hairdresser said to me, thank you for the loyalty. How did they know? I'm like, dude, look at your hair when you walked in. They know you haven't done anything with it. Thank you for the loyalty, right?
Yeah, actually, when I called to make the appointment with my hairdresser, they point blank asked, hey, have you colored your hair at home? Did you do any DIY?
And you're like,
and I was like, no, I haven't. I said, no, absolutely not. I'm going to leave that to the professionals. And he said, he was like, thanks for waiting, Boo. I was like, of course.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Thanks for waiting.
I got my guy. Yeah. I got my guy.
So yeah, my brother's a beautician or barber or whatever said, thanks for the loyalty. My sister, however, well, actually, I chimed in first with the guy who cuts my hair, Dave, in Danville. Shout out to the Masters. He said to me, wow, who gave this an attempt?
Aww. Now, you know what? Your quarantine cut didn't look too bad.
I didn't think it looked bad, but only your barber knows when they get in there and start feeling around and they look, right? Like, who gave this an attempt? So I texted that. My brother and sister thought it was so funny. And then my older sister texts back with, her beautician said, got a little impatient, didn't you?
Oh, jeez. That's some shade. That's some shade right there.
So the hats off to the barbershops and the beauticians that are open again. And shout out to the people who are working at home, Laura included, but people who may be working at home or may not be. Today's viral video comedy is from The Onion, who they did parodies on the new trend of pretending to work at home. Listen carefully.
Employees felt overall more focused and content with their jobs when doing personal tasks like catching up on laundry or their favorite TV shows when they should be working.
I just make sure that I send some emails to my supervisor first thing in the morning so he thinks I'm up and working, but then I just go right back to bed.
Perfect!
I never have to deal with rush hour traffic or anything. I just walk across the room, sit down at my desk, and start browsing through my Twitter feed immediately.
Sure, the trend is making its way to the country's most influential tech companies like Google, where employees are encouraged to put in 12 empty hours of work a week from their homes. The study hasn't swayed every company, however. Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer said in a statement, at Yahoo, we prefer that our employees pretend to work side by side right here in our offices.
And that's why you're Yahoo. All right, so if you get a chance to check that out, it's The Onion. I thought it was very, very
funny. Pretty funny. Here's the thing. It's hard for me to pretend to work from home.
Well, yeah, because...
I'm on the radio.
That's right. Your house, as every house in the world, should not resemble a radio station. So that's right. And you don't do your own hair. So, what the heck?
No. I think I'm winning today so far. Today's
a... Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. The late night sound bites are on hold with the late night TV guys. Quarantined at home, taking the entire week off. So as we're heading into kind of a flashback weekend, let's flashback with classic late night Johnny Carson.
I see you all started celebrating the 4th by drinking a 5th. Is this the crowd tonight?
Yeah, I did not bring any fireworks out tonight, but I do have a bomb. The monologue.
I hear these voices in my head.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning. I love to listen.
Keeps me laughing.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
They're hilarious.
Life worth talking about. 94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, getting you ready for an 80s, 90s long 4th of July weekend that actually starts this afternoon with Mark Stevens at 3 o'clock and rolls right through Sunday. Do you remember Depeche Mode from the 90s? Of course you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. 80s, 90s all weekend long. I don't know what I like more, like a nothing but 90s weekend or an 80s, 90s weekend, because sometimes the two run into each other. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear a song and you can't remember? Oh, that's from the 80s. No, it's not. It's from the 90s. No, it's from the 80s. Then you Google it. It's like 1989. You're like,
exactly.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes they mix up. Biter's Birthday Buddies on the way from Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Store. 4th Street in Sunbury, where they like to mill the road and just leave it like that.
They did that out Snydertown Road, too. So you sound like you're driving on a cheese grater.
Exactly. And, like, I don't know. I don't understand the business, and I'm sure they don't understand the radio business, but could they, like, mill, like, maybe one block and then pave it, and then mill one block and then pave it? I'm sure they can't for a reason. So they mill, like, 10 miles of it and pave in a month.
See, actually, I'm kind of on team mill 10 miles,
okay.
But they need to get it done faster.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
that's good.
Like we couldn't do construction for a really long time. You know, everybody's stuck at home. So, like, these projects are behind.
Yeah.
So, get out and get that overtime, y'all. Let's go.
You just said, get that overtime, y'all.
Yes. Get that overtime, y'all. Like, come on now.
Oh, come on now. There you go. All right. Musical birthdays. We have nothing to sing about. Michelle Branch is the only musical birthday. Who is she? Well, she did that song in, like, the aughts. So, you won't hear her. You weren't here in an 80s, 90s weekend, but what was it called? Everything, Everywhere, whatever. She was.
Hold on.
She wrote a few songs.
Wasn't it All You Wanted?
She did that one too, but she did that. Anyway, that is it. I'm scrolling down the list here, and Jose Canseco's birthday, who cares? You know, I'm rolling down this list, and I'm like, all right. I like to do the musical birthdays, not the former sports stars who took a lot of steroids. You know, all right, whatever. So happy birthday to Michelle Branch, who's 37.
Look up Michelle Branch songs.
There was like one. There was like
is
one.
Is this one, the Everywhere song?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
So now we do
I found it.
Yeah, don't sing it. Please don't.
How come? That's what I was gearing up to do.
Well, the music's already rolling.
Because it's birthday parties.
Everywhere.
When I wake up with Tom and Laura on the radio. Right? Come on.
You're exactly right.
I needed a reminder.
There you go. Or as we would call them, biters.
Birthday parties.
Happy birthday.
I like my singing better.
There you go. Happy birthday to Amy Wright. She's 41 today.
Angela Pitt from Shamokin turns 47 today.
Brian Griscavage is 46 today.
Brian Rank turns nifty 50.
Yay. Carrie Keister, or is it Keister? Keister, probably. Carrie Keister is 42 today.
Carl Persing from Shamokin turns 55.
Carol Brook from Sealands Grove, 57.
Darnell Wren from Shamokin is 41 today.
I don't know anyone named Darnell. That's a pretty cool name.
It's a great name.
Yeah. Doug Park is 37 today. Happy birthday.
Janaya Buck from Sealands Grove turns 30.
Happy birthday to Joe Clouser. He's 49 today.
Josh Reichenbach from Liverpool is 40.
Karen Herman is turning 59 today. Happy birthday.
Linda Henley turns 51.
Related to Dawn? Anyway. Laura Varner from Northumberland, 45 and still alive. Yay!
Margaret Weigold from Shamokin is 46.
Mariah, spelled quite differently, Mariah Kratzer is 36 today.
Nicole Young from Northumberland turns 48.
Happy birthday to Patty Leitner from Middleburg. She's 53.
Happy birthday to Sandy Hoffmaster from Mifflinburg, nifty 50 today.
Yay! Cheyenne Minier from Sunbury is 25 today.
Whitney Snyder from Northumberland turns 30.
We've got nobody on the text club today.
Earlier this morning, there was no one on the Book of Faces. I'm going to check again in case there was a late addition.
Oh, listen to her letting people sneak in under the wire.
I do have a special birthday this morning, though.
All right, what do you got?
A special one.
Okay.
So this morning, my cousin, Corey Fitzpatrick, turns 22 years old. Happy birthday, Corey.
Wow. I miss you. Actually have a cousin named Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I do.
Happy birthday, Dad. There you go.
Normally by now I would have seen Corey, but with all the stuff going on, so I miss her and so do the ponies.
There you go. Hey, everybody's got a birthday. We celebrate them.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. You can call us on the Ford Fun Line or message us on the 94KX Facebook page.
Each and every day at this time, it's Biters!
Birthday Bunnies! On 94KX.
94KX, they got together, Santana, as in Carlos, and Alex Band years back. They got together, Tom and Laura in the morning, 3 years ago. We're still together. I like that. I like that.
As do I.
All right. She got together with a brand new hubby. Her name was Rachel Taylor. She had a private little ceremony because of the COVID. Just two of them. But she felt like it would be cool if she wore a wedding dress. Her husband just wore a suit. But, I mean, she was in a wedding dress. They left the small ceremony and were driving home when they witnessed a terrible car accident. Rachel, in her wedding gown, jumped out of the car and saved the life of the person who was in the accident.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a registered nurse. Rachel felt it was her responsibility, and it kind of is, but a lot of people wouldn't have done that. She jumped out and saved a person with head trauma and was and would probably have bled out. She helped him until first responders showed up. She kind of ruined her wedding dress, but she saved a life. How about that? That's just amazing. I read that today and I was like,
that's unbelievable. What a wonderful story.
Yeah. And I mean, it's good to hear great stories like that from America.
A lot of double taking and thinking, well, that's, I haven't seen that one before.
If I was going to my wedding, I still would have stopped and pulled over.
The victim had a wound that was pretty bad. The bystanders had helped to control the bleeding on that quite a bit, which was very helpful.
I think there was a good mix of people there that were able to kind of come at all angles to provide the things that she needed.
Gosh, we need more selfless people like that in this time, don't we?
I've always kind of had the mindset that if I did come across an accident, I was going to get out and help, and this just happened to be the day that it happened.
Hooray, Rachel. It happened on your wedding day, but what the heck? What a hero. Yeah, nurses are like, and doctors, of course, medical personnel, they're supposed to stop, you know, and
they are.
Yeah, because it's...
They are indeed.
It's their job. So congratulations, Rachel. You were supposed to do that, but on your wedding day? Wow. Wow. Just wow.
As long as she didn't ruin her dress.
Yeah, I don't know. I do remember my sister telling the story of saving a youngster from an escalator accident at a mall.
Oh, my goodness. No way.
She dropped what she was doing and administered emergency care to the youngster until the first responder showed up. So there you go. Nurses are great people. Hurrah to nurses.
They're amazing people. They're heroes.
Yeah. Now, you know, as radio announcers, we should assist in an emergency, too. If anything happens, we should just broadcast to the crowd that everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not.
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe,
no.
Maybe we should just get on our phones and call for help. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look to radio announcers to really help in a true emergency.
No, not at all. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next with Mark Lawrence. We'll check the sports and a hot, long holiday weekend AccuWeather forecast. I love it.
Have you seen the extended forecast?
Yeah, it's just all 90s, 96s.
Dog days of summer. 90s, here they come.
96, 97, boom. And guess who's going on vacation next week? Yeah.
There it is, Tommy. Good for you.
Hey, I'll be in tomorrow morning. I'll be in tomorrow doing that 80s, 90s things. You know, Laura takes a long holiday weekend. And then next week, I'm out and Laura's back. So it's the Laura show with numerous animals or whatever she decides to do. It's all up to you, okay?
I know. I'm trying to decide, since I'll be by myself in the studio, do I bring two cats and a dog? Do I bring two dogs?
Bring a kangaroo. I don't care. Bring a hippopotamus. Who cares? I mean,
I could bring the ferret.
Yeah, nobody's here. Just do what you want.
Right? I can do whatever I want.
Me, I'll be putting the pedal to the metal and flying up the East Coast, driving it like I stole it, which leads us to this story. A guy stole a car and accidentally, on a high-speed chase, drove it off a cliff and into the ocean. What the heck?
Like, wait. Back it up.
I picture like a James Bond movie, right? But yeah, he missed a curve, drove off the cliff, drove it into the ocean, and then and it got out of the car and started climbing up the cliff. Who was waiting at the top of the cliff? Hello? The police.
It could be that he just couldn't make the corner. That's why I went over the cliff. I don't know if that was intentional. That would make a lot of sense because you have to go 10 miles an hour to go around this curve.
I don't know if he went off the cliff on purpose, that lady said. Hey, lady, I don't think he did. But,
Wow. I almost picture, do you ever see somebody trip and fall and then they immediately bounce back with both hands over their head? I'm good. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Okay. he did that, climbing out of the car as it sank into the ocean.
And it crawls up good. The cliff.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Mr. Officer, I'm good. 94KX. Tom and Laura on your radio heading into a long holiday weekend. What's your favorite America song? Green Day is in the top 10 list with Tom and Laura. We should open this up to social media. What do you think?
Yes, we're going to throw this up on the 94KX Facebook page. I need a playlist for this weekend other than the awesomeness that is the all 80s and 90s weekend of 94KX.
There you go, because you can do them both. We start in all 80s and 90s at 3 o'clock this afternoon and take you through Sunday. But and I'm sure some of these songs will be on the top list. But top 10, at number 10, An American Saturday Night by Brad Paisley. See, that's a country song.
I love that song. I love that song. It's so good.
Oh, cool. See, I don't even know it. So there you go.
Number 9 is classic.
It might be on my list. What is number 9?
American Girl, Tom Petty.
Yeah. She's an American girl raised on promises. Ooh. Number 8 is America by Young the Giant. Another song I don't know.
It's a good song. Okay. Look it up. You would like it.
Okay.
Number 7, Madonna, American Life.
Number 6 goes way back, Simon and Garfunkel's America.
Oh, but what a good song.
Oh, yeah.
And then number 5, Bonnie McKee, American Girl.
Okay, number 4, Green Day, you just heard him. This time around, American Idiot at number 4.
Number 3, Lil Wayne, God Bless America.
America! Number 2 might be your pick for number 1, but it has been replaced. Ooh, number 2.
This is controversial. This is controversial.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, is number 2 on the list.
Ooh, and my girl coming in at number 1, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Because it's like a happy fun song. Springsteen, everybody likes to put their fist in the air and scream the chorus. Born in the USA.
USA, you know? I was born in the USA.
The song itself is not really complimentary. I got in an argument with a boss here yesterday about it. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, it's like a sad song written for Vietnam vets. No, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is.
No, it is. So, that's when it was written.
So I pulled up the lyrics here, and I'm like, okay, born in a dead man's town. The first kick I took is when I hit the ground in the jungle. You end up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half of your life just covering it up. I mean, holy cow. Is this like a happy song to sing with the family around the grill? I don't think so. In the second verse, it just goes on and on. Got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand. Now, this actually happened to my uncles, but it wasn't Vietnam. It was World War II. They got in local trouble, so they enlisted to stay out of jail. All right? So anyway, got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand, sent me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man.
Okay, then. I don't think it could be clearer than that.
Exactly. But the verse that raises goosebumps on my arm is, I had a brother at Quezon fighting off the Viet Cong. They are still there. But he's all gone. Yeah.
Wow. It's no one really listens and pays attention to the lyrics. It's more the chorus that everybody loves. You're like, yeah, border, you know. So
yeah. But so let's have some more
deeper meaning.
But okay, sing the chorus this weekend if you wish. But remember in your heart what the song's really all about. And if you see a Vietnam vet, man, you can't hug him, unfortunately, because of our situation, our pandemic. But thank them. When you see those veterans with the black Vietnam veteran hats on, say thank you. Absolutely. Okay, I didn't mean to get real serious, but we do want to know.
Okay.
We do want to know what your favorite 4th of July song is, right?
I feel like ROCK in the USA should be higher up there. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, we did Tom and Laura's top 10, but you're right. John Mellencamp was down in the teens. And how about Jump Back, James Brown?
Living in the USA. Yeah.
Living in America. Ha!
What about American Pie, Don McLean?
A classic. You are absolutely right. So there's a lot of songs. So let us know what your favorite is and put it on our Facebook page, right?
Yep, we're going to ask you what's on your playlist for America's birthday, along with the list of the top 10 that, you know, celebrate the U.S. of A.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Doja Cat. Late night TV taking the entire week off for the 4th of July. So we bring you vintage, I mean classic late night TV, with the master, the late great Johnny Carson.
Everybody out here is getting ready for the 4th. Were you over at the commissary today?
Yes, I was.
It's all kind of red, white, and blue. And that's right. Just the tuna fish casserole. They're having a special out here at Burbank's McDonald's. They have an independence burger that they're making up. It's half meat and half prunes.
And I want to tell you, one bite of the Independence Burger and you're really set free.
Turn me on to something good.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura in the morning.
In the morning.
94KX.
94KX. Come on, let's start the celebration. How about it? At 3 o'clock this afternoon in 80s, 90s, 4th of July weekend, Mark Stevens kicks it off this afternoon, and we won't stop until Sunday night. Wow. It's going to be a
party. Sign me up for that party.
Yeah. I mean, 4th of July this year, Laura, is going to be totally different. So one thing that isn't different is 94KX always provides the music. So turn it up and dance around your backyard by yourself.
Yes. Or while appropriately social distancing and wearing a mask.
There it is. Please wear the mask. Please be safe. Catherine, the Wise Market Healthy Bites lady yesterday, giving us all these tips for cooking COVID safe yesterday. So, you know, hopefully
you
caught
this. I loved her idea of the whole, like, instead of BYOB, which you can do,
mm-hmm.
the BYOP, the bring your own plate.
Yes.
So that you're not sharing containers and eating out of the same things, especially if you want to have a larger gathering than you have in the past. What a great idea. Just bring a picnic basket, get together. Everybody can be set up in the yard. Have a lovely gathering.
I think it's a great idea. Thank you again to Catherine. If you missed it,
right.
It's available on the Tom and Laura podcast. Give that a listen as well. Or maybe you forgot to listen yesterday. You know, today is National I Forgot Day, and it's a day dedicated to apologizing for the things that you forgot and people got angry about. So there you
Jeez.
Go. That's kind of a funny thing, you know?
What have I forgotten to do recently that I need to apologize for?
I forget the simple things, and we've talked about this before, like people's names or whatever, or that kind of thing. But, you know, like when you forget to do something at work and you own it, you know, people still get mad. It's so funny. Like, Tom, how come you didn't hand in that report? It was supposed to be on my desk by close of business Friday.
Yeah, I'm sorry, like, I just didn't do that.
Yeah, you know, but if you say you forgot, you just sound stupid because it's a weekly thing you have to do.
You didn't forget.
No, you didn't
you
forget.
You just didn't do it.
You just didn't do it. So, you know, sorry, another redundant piece of paper? Nah, I forgot. Sure you did. Anyway, National I Forgot Day. It's National Anisette Day. That little liqueur.
I was going to say, actually like Anisette. I like Anisette cookies, too.
Oh, so do I. It's World It's World UFO Day. Couple days before 4th of July. Let's celebrate people from other planets visiting here.
Yeah. Listen, the people from other planets are doing a drive-by and saying nope. Yeah. And they are going on to the next solar system.
Speaking of an 80s, 90s weekend, there's a Don Henley song from the 80s called They're Not Here, They're Not Coming.
Exactly. Because they saw what was going on right now and they don't want to.
Exactly. Today's the 58th anniversary of Walmart. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Happy birthday, Wally World.
Happy birthday there. Yep. Sam, happy birthday.
Sam Walton tried to start a good thing.
Yeah, and he did. He absolutely
did.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It just spiraled into something really strange now. It could be reality TV. Any possible...
It was a South Park episode, and it was epic.
Yeah, it was. We probably shouldn't talk about South Park.
No, we shouldn't.
But it's funny. No. And a happy 40th anniversary to the movie Airplane. The disaster drama spoof. starred Leslie Nielsen, Robert Stack, Lloyd Bridges, Peter Graves, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and a whole host of others. You're right. Watch that movie if you can. It's so totally inappropriate.
It is. It's
but it
awful,
is a great,
but it's amazing.
It's a great piece of history. Something to do this 4th of July weekend, right?
Yes, for sure.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, welcoming everybody back, especially our mom and pop shops. I mean, they've suffered a lot. I've heard so many stories, but they're open, and we're partying by doing a welcome back gift card blast. And it starts Monday with you, Laura.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm actually so excited to highlight some of the awesome small businesses scattered throughout Central Pennsylvania that, one, have generously given us, wait for it, gift cards.
Yeah.
To give away.
So listen
but
all
then,
day.
Two, we can talk about them. They need our love.
Yes, that's very important. We could promote these businesses and tell you to go eat there, shop there. It all starts Monday. We've got details on the way, but you should be listening for the welcome bell.
Oh, go get your welcome bell.
Hurry up. There she goes. She's running into the kitchen to get the actual welcome bell that was on the front door of her grandpa's butcher shop in Culpmont or Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel. Fourth and Beach. The corner of Fourth and Beach and Mount Carmel.
And what was the name of the place? Store.
Yeah. Washaleski's Store.
Washaleski's Store. That's a wonderful bell. So that's not the actual bell, but listen for that bell starting on Monday. And you can win a gift card from a local business. And, go to our website for all the details. And that's WQKX.com. 94KX, wrapping it up. Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad's on the way in. And remember, Mark Stevens this afternoon with the 80s, 90s weekend, 4th of July weekend. 3 o'clock today right through Sunday. Boom!
Tom. Tomorrow morning at like 9:01 a.m. You are off, my friend. Vacay time.
That's right. I'll do some 80s, 90s tomorrow morning with everybody. And at 9 a.m., I am off to upstate New York to hang with my older sister. She is the tightest of all Morganzo kids as far as brothers and sisters that I have. Awesome. I think I have 111 of them. I don't know how many. I lost count. But she was the one that people used to always say, oh, do you have twins? Because we were born very close, about what? 14 months apart, and we look like twins when we were kids, and we're still very tight to this day. So we're going to celebrate the 4th of July, and then I'm going to disappear, Laura. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, hopefully you'll let me text you, and you'll text me. Come on now.
If there is textability where I am going, because going to New England on an island in the middle of nowhere.
Off-grid. He's going off-grid, friends.
What does Mark Lawrence call it? Untethered.
Untethered. That's what he does. He calls it untethered.
So Tom and Laura with Laura next week. And yes. Have fun with that.
Next week, I'm trying to think. We will have a very special Try Tuesday brought to you by my nephews.
Oh, okay.
They suggested this item that I'm going to try next week. Also, it's a Figo Friday next week because tomorrow's a holiday.
Okay.
So we'll chat on the phone with Chelsea Davis, our buddy.
We going to wag anything on Wednesday?
No, too early for that. I'm trying to think. Tail wag Wednesday and until the third Wednesday. But
just bring a dog and have them do his own wag.
Exactly.
We like to wrap up every show since this whole stupid pandemic started. You like my news guy, Matt? They're stupid.
Yeah, stupid. It's stupid.
We like to wrap up every show with Laura's thought for the day. What do you got today?
So I have a bit of a patriotic one, especially since America's B-Day is right around the corner on Saturday.
All right.
So may we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right.
Perfect. Being an American is doing what is right.
Yes. So be American as American can be this weekend. Set off those fireworks. Drink some brewskis. And don't forget, wear your mask.
Happy holiday, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.